It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson. This is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour coming to you live, 8 a.m. on the Pacific Coast, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. It's July 1st, 2024. How are you? I'm so glad I got to be here live with you. I wasn't sure. I told you I would tell you in the newsletter, and I did. So I hope you got to come and enjoy the show with us, be live. And if you want to jump in and enjoy the chat room, it's kind of fun to just be a part of it, see the live action. You don't have to participate at all. You can just watch and read some of the fun comments. But the way you get here is the easiest way is just to go over to 12radio.com. And in the left-hand column, you'll see the word chat on the left-hand side there. Just click it. And it brings you over. And if you're the first time, you'll have to be invited. You'll have to just ask for an invitation. And my producer, Jay, is ready to accept that and find you if you are asking to be let in. And if you come down and you'll see that Jay has also put up the... Jay is a producer today, but he's also an amazing psychic. He's a gifted teacher. He has his own radio shows. We just... use the hell out of Jay. So thanks, Jay. He's got my banner up, and you can, if you come and see the banner, the show banner, you can look for comments and click the comments underneath and see what people are saying. And I see a few comments. I'm doing that, and I have to hit the comments, and then I hit all comments because there's a little drop down for that. And I see Renee in the house. Good morning, Renee. How you doing? And Tara, good to have you here, Tara. Lynn, thanks for being here, Lynn. Always good to see you. The best moon, Taurus, LOL. I love it. The full moon girl. She said, did I say that out loud? I meant, let's play. She said, let's eat. You know, it is funny that Taurus moon, it is just filled with Venus. And earthy Venus means, give me something to eat. But you know, I don't need that excuse any other moon. I just love it under this Taurus moon because it just seems like food's a little more fun. Penny, welcome. Hi, Truly. Good morning, Mark, she said. And everyone at 12 Radio, I'm super happy to be here this morning, ready to soak all the wisdom and knowledge that Mark can dish out. Oh, Lord, help me. I hope I have some. It's just another manic Monday. Yes, it is, Truly. Hi, Maureen. Good morning. She's saying hi to Jay and the 12 friends. June ended with heartbroken. Oh, no. And a farewell to our beautiful 3-year-old chocolate lab whiskey. Oh, my God. Okay. That is sad. I am so sorry, Maureen. I pray that July is healing for this Libra with Gemini rising and Capricorn moon, as I'm just feeling shattered. Of course you are. I am so sorry, darling. I'm so sorry. That happened to Mo. If you all read Mo's article with his 8-year-old, love of his life, you know, those our little fur babies, you know. But I'm so sorry, Maureen. He wrote me and said, I know I'm not supposed to, but we found another puppy. And it was like, you can grieve and love at the same time. It's okay. So, Maureen, my heart's with you. I have no advice to give you except be kind to yourself during this time and let your grief do what it does. I am just sorry. Erica Longden from London's in the house. Delighted to hear what the planets are offering right now. Always love your perspective, Mark. Erica, you're so kind. Erica's an amazing advisor over at 12Listen. She also has her own show, Tune In with Erica, on Thursday mornings, you guys. And she does live readings. I mean, I just adore Erica. Thanks for being here, Erica. Grand Rising Mark from Quelly, how you doing? Bunch of love and hugs. Hi, Laura. Thanks for being here. I'll check in with you guys as the show progresses and seeing how you're doing. Today's Canada Day. I'm sure that's a form of independence for them, an independence like our July 4th. And Erica informed me that July 4th was also the voting day in the UK. So, Erica, I hope your team wins. I'm always rooting for you. we have a lot going on. And it's so fun because the one thing about having an astrology show, and I do like not envy people who don't don't get to report on changing things, because I'd have to come up with topics that would interest you. So I have a lot of empathy for people in this industry who have to meet you weekly and come up with something that you might want to hear or something that's interesting. The planets do it for me, and hopefully I add a little, you know, zhuzh I hope there's a little pizzazz in the delivery. I know that sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. I'm a Cancer. You know, you never know what mood's going to happen. But we are in the season of Cancer. We are in this watery thing. And I was reading a great article yesterday talking about how, did you ever notice that all the water signs are symbolized by cold-blooded creatures? Fish, crabs, lobster, scorpions, really? Looks like a lobster to me. But it's kind of like, wow, you ever think about that? Well, if you think about it, it's probably not a coincidence. And the air signs, they're human, except for Libra, which is the only inanimate object, which I always tease my Libra friends. Because you know how much I love Libras, I do. But I always tease them about, like, you're just, you know, y'all are icy. Y'all can be icy for as warm as you are. And they know it. But the air signs are like the twins, right? The water bearer, kindness. I mean, it's kind of like, wow, the humans are air. And us little cold-blooded signs, the water signs that are considered to be the feelers, are we really, though? Well, here's the joke. We feel no more than any other sign. It's not that. The element is telling us how we deal with feelings, okay? So it really puts a new spin on this, is like how you deal with feeling. You get a feeling and you react to it. Water signs might emote, might whine, might cry, might laugh, whatever, but that's how they're dealing with the feeling. Actually, experiencing a feeling is a little bit different. And you just have to be with this concept to sort of understand it. But like an air sign gets a feeling and they might process it. They might act on it. They might think about it. Fire signs, same thing. They might act on it. They might go shopping. They get, I'm depressed, I'm going to go shopping. Like it's just how we deal with it. The earth signs might eat, might just hole up, stay in bed. But so the process, how we work the world, is through the element. So no sign feels more than another. We're all reacting to feelings. It's like, it's a silly concept to think that one sign has the edge on feeling. We have the edge on emoting, maybe, on how to, you know, react to it, because we're like, that's a feeling. I don't like it. We know that we're dealing with a feeling, where air signs might be like, I don't know why I'm feeling so chatty today. Like, yeah, well, let me tell you, there's a lot going on the feeling level, and I want to cry about it. So there is a lot going on, and that's why it's fun to sort of look at these things. It's like we're all on equal footing here. We're just dealing with them differently. And because there's a lot going on, you guys, you might feel a little wonky. It's my favorite word to describe astrological unevenness. To feel wonky, to feel that maybe it's not as stable as I want it to be. Now, today is stable. We got the Taurus moon. Everything feels, you know, okay. It feels pretty normal. But we do have Neptune slowing down again, actually coming to a stop and going retrograde. Now, Neptune is so far away that its movements are very, like, okay, it's at 29 Pisces. This is very important. These 29 degrees, man. Okay, so it's a clock, right? But it's, instead of a 60-minute clock, it's a 30-minute clock, the planets, right? So they go 30 minutes. But 30 is really 29:59. 29:59 seconds. Just like a real clock at 59, at 60, you know, it's back. Like 11:59 p.m. is Tuesday. Let's say that's Sunday. Is 11:59 p.m. at midnight, right? Which is 11:60 minutes, which is midnight. Okay, you follow me? The 59. Well, we have the same clock, except it only goes to 30, not 60. in the hour zone, but the minutes go to 59, 60. Okay, so for example, Neptune's at 29, 59. If it goes to 60, those minutes go to 60. It's now and not 29 anymore. It's at zero Aries. Goes into the next sign. Okay, I think you get it. I can make it even a lot harder to understand. So don't make me try. So Neptune's sitting there at 29. Pluto is going to be at 29 here soon. Again, for the last time, 29 Capricorn, because Pluto left 29 to go for a minute into Aquarius. And then it's going to go back during the election, November at 29, forever to be done, finally, with Capricorn. But we take this one at a time. Pisces, Neptune is in Pisces. What's magic about that is pretty much that Neptune rules Pisces, and it's been there for about 14 years, and give or take. And if you go back in time, which is a really fun thing to do, not just go back yourself, but to go back and look, study time, you'll see that, like, what was the theme? Well, there's a great little book called Sign of the Times. I don't know if you can still find it or not, but it was written by Stan Barker. And Sign of the Times is only about Neptune. It's like, it's so funny how he doesn't put Neptune in the title. It, in the subtitle says, The Neptune Factor, America's Future and Past as Seen Through Planetary Cycles. And he does a pretty thorough job of going through what happened in the past that sort of matches this. Like, for example, he talks about Neptune and its stages. So when it was in Pisces, we saw water, like, references everywhere, like Moby Dick was written. There's all these ship stories, all these. It was like the also the California Gold Rush, where there was a plethora of people flooding. Notice the words flooding into California to get rich. Women, religion, spirituality, water, drugs are all themes in Pisces, right? And if you see Neptune now entering that, now we're seeing the change in our psyches. Okay, so what happened to women? Well, in the first zone, like the 16, it was like 1690. You know, we'll check the dates because I did write them down. And this is all from his book, like basic references. Women in the 1690s, we had the first time ever that women entered the Christianity. Like, for example, the Pope canonized the Immaculate Conception, made it legitimate. It was the first act of a woman, right, that's even mentioned in this all-male religion. Very powerful. Also, though, simultaneously, we jump up 100 years. Let's jump up 100 years because it's a fun contrast when I go back. If you go up 100 years, you'll see Harriet Beecher Stowe, Florence Nightingale. The reason you know these names, because women were very prominent. This is in the 1800s. Women were very prominent in their in the force of the world. They were starting to be recognized, right? Seances were introduced, table tapping. Maybe some of y'all heard that, the spirituality church, all by sisters, women who brought this stuff forward. There is the very famous astrologer who defended astrology, using some of this information, but also predicting for the court. Oh, you know, I'm not going to get her name right off the top of my head. I don't want to get convoluted, but yeah, there, I could tell you a bunch of stories like that. Now, remember, Moby Dick was written in the 1800s, like 1851, when Neptune was in Pisces. But the 100 years before that, when Neptune was in Pisces, prior to that, the whaling industry was founded. It was like something like 1690 or something. You can check the dates. I don't like to get too bogged down in the details because then it's me proving to you that I did the research. It's there. Just look it up. When did the whaling industry start? Where was Neptune when the whaling industry was started? And it just said, so it was in 1690 that the whaling industry got really, it's like it was insane. Like that's where people were whaling. And then Moby Dick was written in 1851, again when Neptune visited in Pisces again. Now we're in it. Okay, so we did the 1800s, and now we're back to Neptune and Pisces again. Women, religion. I think you can sew this one together yourself a little bit. Women, religion, water, drugs. Now, water could be the floodings that we see, like this crazy weather from fire to floods. Climate change has to do with the heating of the ocean, right? The temperature changes in the water. So we're seeing that theme. I've never seen more drugs in my life than just turning on the TV for 5 minutes. I can sing you every pharmaceutical song. They play them so often. And I sit there and happen to be watching them. So I can't blame them. But you all know that about the drug industry. And then I don't have to tell you what happened to women in this cycle. And I have a million references to what happened to women that I think I'm waiting for all my women friends to be outraged and unite. Because not only, I mean, it's blowing my mind. I don't even want to get into it. I want you all to get into it. And we'll have times where we will get into it. But how women are being portrayed, how they're being represented. I mean, I could go on, but I'm saying, like, it's kind of time for you guys to unite in support of yourselves. And I am going to be on that bandwagon with you. So Neptune at 29 is singing that song really loud. And I just think it's important for you to hear it. And I think it's important for you to stand up for yourselves. And I think it's important as most Pisces need a reminder, like a reference to, like, wait a minute, why are you accepting this reality again? And if you talk to a Pisces, you'll see they are immersed. And every once in a while, Pisces will go, and then I look around and I'm like, how did this dream happen? Like, when did I just accept this? And then you see the duality and the power of Pisces change, emerge. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. But you never know when. And if you're dating a Pisces, in love with a Pisces, matched with a Pisces, merged with a Pisces, hooked up with a Pisces, you know, you never know. And you've probably seen that change, but you never know when it's happened. And it's so complete and so utterly throws you off your game sometimes that you didn't even expect it would ever happen, because they go so completely into this one particular, well, I'll call it a role, but identity. And you don't think that there's any other identity there, and all of a sudden, boom. And you know where people who notice it are people who know, have Pisces friends, and you can tell what relationship they're in by how they are, what their interests are. That's how completely they merge. But then there will be the snap. Like, Pisces isn't helpless, trust me. I mean, fish are piranha too, right? So you've seen Pisces aren't just the helpless little, like, I'm being beat up in my relationship, I hate it. There's a thing in them, and we all have it, but wherever Pisces is in your charts, particularly where you're going to find it, that reaches a limit and then shifts reality completely. And I think we're waiting for that with Neptune and Pisces here. Women, I think we're waiting for that with Neptune and Pisces here, for this moment for you to take back who you are. Not having people imitate you, not having people take away your identity, not having people take away your control, but recognizing that it's happening and not just letting that go to, you know, I guess we have to let things go to where there's a breaking point or there's an end point or where it's like enough is enough. And some people reach that point before others. But regarding women, for me, not being a woman, I am appalled at what's happening. And I'm not just talking about abortion in the Supreme Court and all that. And that's not just it. It's everywhere. It's this thing. And I don't want to get into it, like I said, too detailed and too specific, but it's really about it feels like your identity is being just everyone else's delight, but yours. So I'm going to leave that at that because I don't have a right to speak for you as a representative, but I do love and care about my species for sure. All right. So we'll talk about that, but I want you to understand the power of Neptune that's allowed this reality to sort of soak in. And we just sort of like, oh yeah, that's right. It's the same reality that allowed me to wear platform shoes when I was 18, thinking I looked good. I did look good. I look like an idiot now, but why? Why? Because Neptune sort of like changes that, like you're watered down a little bit. You're in that reality. You're in that zone. And then it was all cool. It was what was defined as cool. It ain't now. But that thing that allows us to drop into it, that's Neptunian. Like, oh, like fashion changes. Like I see all these Kim Jong-un, haircuts now where the sides are trimmed really tight, but the top is thick. And I'm like, wow, we're kind of like honoring this guy's hair. Whatever. And remember during COVID, like a lumberjack beard was cool, right? Everybody had a damn beard. It was crazy. Everybody had a beard. And it looked good. All of a sudden, the culture's like, yeah, that looks good. And suddenly, that looks old. That looks dated. That looks, you know, like, you know, clean cut it up a little bit. You know, the preppies. Do you all know what preppies are? Preppies were like right after the hippies. Like right after the hippies, the dirty, long-haired hippies. We had the preppies. We had the Pluto and Virgo generation all cleaned up. Penny loafers and short haircuts, conservative, you know, it was like, wow, the pendulum swings. So watching those planetary changes allows us. And when we look at the map, when we see the actual chart, it allows us to sort of snap out of it. It's why astrology can be so fun, because you're getting this representation of what the reality is. What are the vibes coming at you? And for those of you that have no interest in learning all those symbols, I get it. Like, that's why hopefully you tune in for some of that and listen to other shows like CA and even Gracie and Ginger. Dude, we have so many astrologers. Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. And Jennifer has a YouTube station. I mean, there's like people talking astrology, that especially at the 1-2 family, because I love those guys, of course. But You let them explain it. Let them talk. You'll start seeing that theme develop. And the older we get with astrology, the more we have our own personal experiences to bring to, which is why I can vouch without hesitation. I can say Cancers are God's favorites. I mean, that's how I got to that conclusion. Wisdom, maturity, and experience. Okay. Now, we got Neptune in Pisces, Neptune going backwards, meaning it stopped. Now, it stopped. It moves like a crawl anyway. So it's like, we aren't going to notice too much difference in that little motion. Okay, maybe a minute, because it's like, it stopped. I hate when planets change direction because they stop. And it's like when you're passing a car on the highway. You're in the passenger seat. I want you to look to the car you're passing and at some point pretend you're not moving at all. And they're not moving at all, because there'll be a moment where your cars are going the equal speed. And that's in the theory of relativity, neither of you are moving. Like, you can wave to the person. They look like they're just standing there. As you speed up, what do they look like they're doing? They look like they're going backwards. You're passing them. They're moving back. That's all the planetary illusions. That's what's happening with Neptune. We're at that point now where we're at the same speed, the same moment in time. So we're passing it. And it looks like it's not moving at all. And sometimes that can just be tiring. And so if you're feeling a little tired, you can just blame Neptune and cover your head, take a nap. All right. Now, what else is happening is Mercury is going into Leo. And Mercury is the communication sign, the communication planet. And it's going into the kingmaker, Leo. And what are we going to hear about today? We're going to hear rulings. Think about that, rulings and kings, rulers, queens, rulings. We're going to hear about immunity. Is a president above the law ever? And we're going to hear about rules for the kings and the queens, rules for people in power. Not a coincidence. Mercury's going to be going into Leo, and we're going to be hearing about this stuff. It's right there. It's at 29-something late, and it's going to change over into Leo. Mercury's going to go into Leo. Then, not only that, you get to start thinking about yourselves. You get to put yourselves out there. If you have a project you've been wanting to do, if you have a project you've been hoping to get some solid ground and footing on, this is your time to do it. This is the time to start shouting to the world, hey, I exist, I'm here, I matter. Which is why my sort of rant to the women of the group is a rant, because I'm saying, I'm here, I am woman, hear me roar. Where's Helen Reddy? She'll be back tomorrow, watch, guarantee it. Okay, let me see how y'all are doing. All right, come here, you. I'm hitting refresh. And I got to, you know, the rigmarole. It's like they can't do real time. We have to hit refresh. And so that's what we're doing. See my banner, go to comments, click comments, and then hit all comments. And I can find you again. And there you are. All right. And there's Jennifer. Happy Monday. Happy Monday to you, Jennifer. Pamela Snow. Anxiously awaiting your report for the week. I know I better get going home, get through this week. Thank you, Pamela. Hi, Karen. Welcome. Mary Jean's in the house. Little Pisces resident we're talking about. Catherine's here. Hi, Catherine. Catherine's an advisor at 1-2 Listen. Terry's in the house. Thank you. Greetings. Hoping for a sparkling and positive July. It will be. We're going to have some fun. We're going to find the sparkle and the fun. Maya's in the house. Thank you. Hey, Pamela says, I thought there was supposed to be a separation of church and state. Am I seeing what looks to me a disgusting attempt to remove rights and freedoms from women? I hear you, girl. I hear you. We have a lot to talk about. Melissa, good morning, Mark. Thank you for your support for women. This double Aries and Mars in Aquarius is ready to protest. Going to use all this fire for something good. Love you all. Good morning. Enjoying you reveling in Cancer season, even though we all know Aries are number one. There you are, Julie. Thank you. I love it. You guys may crack me up. Okay, yes. Okay. We have a week to talk about, but I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, there will be a tipping point. And listen, Neptune is going to go into Aries. And we're going to talk about what happens when Neptune goes into Aries. But it's going. It is like the clock is so close. Like nobody ever thought Pluto would finally get into Aquarius. And it did. And in Aquarius, we're going to see this balancing out. We're going to see this balancing of like going for like for Pluto, it went from Capricorn and all this sort of, I want to say sort of male dominant power, but we saw it. We see what happens. We saw what, you know, government looks like from the inside out, like looking at it completely differently. And now it's in Aquarius. We're going to see humanitarian efforts. We're going to get the bigger picture that we've needed. And it's going to blow us away. I think you are going to love it. I think what we're going to find is a change that is so necessary. And the reason 29 degrees is so difficult is we're so over that sign. I mean, like Mercury at 29 Cancer. Okay, I get it. Goodbye. We got you. Move on. Get into Leo and hurry up. That's tomorrow. Neptune is like, okay, 29 Pisces for another year. What are you doing? Move it. Okay, so, but we are, it's that thing where sometimes you can't move until your back is fully against the wall. And this is what Neptune, this is 29 degrees now going retrograde again, back into 29, even deeper, to make sure you get that your backs are getting pushed against the wall. And you're going to come forward. It's going to blow up. That's why everybody's having such a hard time with predicting the election. It's like, everybody's like, what? This times are so weird. Yeah, they're 29 degree times. Pluto's going to be at 29 during the election season, during November. Neptune's sitting at 29. These 29s are crazy. It is insane energy. And it's not, but if you're born with 29 degrees, your chart is a whole different thing. Whole different ballgame. And I'm not just saying that. Your chart's a lovely image of you. It's a map. It's your metaphor. You love that. You bring it. You use that energy to your highest good. Transiting 29 degree energy is a little bit different. Even though you 29ers, man, you're intense. I'll give you that. You are intense. But so what? I don't care. Like, what's a perfect chart? I mean, it's like, you just got to, like, this is all about, like, see what it is and be it. Embrace it. Love it. But I think you're not fed up enough yet. I think that's why Neptune has one more round to go. I'm fed up. I've been fed up for a while. And it's not what you might think. I mean, it's so many things that I look at and go, wow, y'all are just putting up with that. I mean, I'm all about people making choices, but I'm not about you. I'm not about this invisibility. This isn't the show I want to talk about this on. I'll be a guest on somebody's show and we'll have some honest chat. This is about astrology and but it is about watching how acclimated we get to and complacent and what it takes to move this energy. I'm telling you, Neptune in Pisces is complacency at 29 degrees until you get so fed up, you are going to be erupting like crazy. And we're building it. The sooner you wake up to it, the sooner you see, wait a minute, what has been going on? What is this? Then it's like, wow, it's never too late either. I just trust the timing perfectly. But like I said, you're my species. I love you. I am for you. And I'm noticing this thing that is just bugging the hell out of me. And I want women to be bugged. And I want us to be able to verbalize it, to see it, to not just go, yeah, that's just time. It'll bounce back. And it can. We can be passive. It's okay. But that has to be a choice, not because of your ignorance. It has to be a choice. You can be passive by choice, not just because you don't know, but you got to look and say, is this okay to be passive? Yeah, it's okay. I'm comfortable being passive. Then be passive. Don't be passive because you don't want to look. That's the difference. So as we move on, we have Independence Day. Like I said, the UK's voting. Erica touches me so much. She's been so, this is an exciting time because it looks like there might be a political change in the air for them. And that's on our Independence Day. So that's kind of fun. I'll be thinking of her then. But we're in this early cycle of the moon where it goes into Gemini tomorrow. I love this because the early moons, the ones Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, those are fun moons. These are fun moons. They're everyday moons. We can deal with the everyday issues. Right now we're in the early ones, like we get to eat. And then it goes into Gemini. We get to chat. And Independence Day, like Thursday, it goes into Cancer mid-afternoon, which is like the country. We're Cancer country, right? And our birthday is July 4th. It's Cancer, like God's favorite. I mean, you know, how many times I have to say it? And then we go into, you know, I think of Aries every time I say that. Because, you know, Aries don't like being told they're number two of many things. So it's fun to watch them get a little riled. The new moon is coming Friday. Okay, you guys, we got to talk about this because it's a big one. And why is it big? Well, the new moon is in Cancer, and it's also the meaning that the moon is getting a little dark before we hit that moment. This, like, we're ending the full moon cycle that we've been in. So the moon's losing light. We're releasing. And what's beautiful about the new moon is the new moon literally hits this reset button of being able to receive. And it's not like you can't get anything during it. You know, these are metaphors again. But it's this feeling inside. If you're in this cycle where you're going to gain light and things are getting brighter and things are getting bolder and things are getting more open, that's why we kind of like the day after the new moon. The days up to the new moon are kind of like, oh, God, is this release almost over? It's like having, you know, it's like having indigestion. And it's like, is it over? Okay. So we go all the way through this week with a couple of big events. We have to deal with this Neptune pulling back energy. Now, honestly, some of the biggest rebukes in astrology are that retrogrades mean something. They really don't mean a whole lot. They don't have that much impact on us. We have this thing about it's internal and da-da-da. Well, some of the latest research, and there's a, we'll get into some where I'm getting some of my information, but some of the latest research is showing that, yeah, you know what? It like doesn't matter if your planets are retrograde in your chart. It doesn't matter during the sky and when that happens, the day that it starts going retrograde, it's not moving. It's stopped. Those are the power days. Those are hard. Those can be easy, but they're shift change. Okay. The planet, nothing's moving. So if you're feeling a little wonky tomorrow, you've got a void of course moon, meaning the moon is going to be changing signs. Neptune is going to be changing direction. Mercury is going to be changing sign. If Tuesday's a little wonky for you, yeah, okay, right? Just like it, okay. It might be the most amazing day you've ever had because you needed that change, but just pay attention. It's not going to be a neutral day, I don't think. I don't think it's going to be a blah day. I think it's going to be, ugh, you know, or whatever, however it affects your chart. And that's the beauty of understanding your chart. So Wednesday, we got good old Gemini all day. Thursday, it switches into Cancer mid-afternoon. So we have a change in the guard Thursday afternoon. That's Independence Day. We're also going to be offering sales Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 12listen.com. It's a great time to reach out and get support if you need it. You will meet a friend at 12listen, and you will. It can be addicting because you'll want to talk to that person about they're really very professional and they have a gift. That's why they're with us. And so for you to swim in that territory, like reach out and get some help, you won't be, it's a service I'm really proud to offer. And it's also one that I think, is useful and one that you can lean into a little bit. You know, so you have to give it a try and sort of get past any, you know, uncomfortability you have with like talking to somebody on the phone. We do have amazing chat where you can text or even dictate into your phone and it will text them. It works very well. It's very powerful. The system is very amazing. And all that's available to you. 12listen.com. I hope you take advantage of it. Okay, so you understand then that the effects of Neptune in Pisces is sort of like there's a dream happening and it's never been more real, the possibility of you being aware that there's a dream happening. And that's why I'm saying like the dream, think about fashion as a dream. You look good in this, but if you looked at this, a picture of yourself 5 years ago, you said the same thing about an outfit you were wearing, but it looks dated. What makes it look dated? That's what I'm trying to get you to see. It's not, there's no rhyme or reason for it. I don't think there's a person in the world that could tell you why that looks dated. Except now when they speak, in 5 years from now, the same thing they're saying will be dated. And it's not just time that erodes and changes that. I don't know that fashion was, you know, I don't know the Vikings had fashion changes. I don't know. Can't remember. But I can tell you, that same effect, this dream within a dream thing, like why, like when I ask the question, why aren't we banding together with our women, with our women friends, with all the stuff that's been happening to women? I'm telling you, it's not just the abortion laws. There's more that are happening that you guys have just sort of accepted in your acceptance. It's like, so the dream is, that's the dream. That's the thing to me, that's the dream that we're up against. Like all my Star Treks that I've ever watched and the ones where they're like, there's only one person who realizes, wait a minute, I'm in a different reality and nobody knows it. we're in a different time and place and I'm the only one aware of it. And I'm not feeling that about it because I'm late to the game as well. But I do think it's happening. I do think there's been an acceptance and a lethargy and a sort of like you're drugged and you're letting it happen. That's exactly the Neptune effect. And when it gets to 29 and when it stops, there's this window that opens and goes, wait a minute, am I being drugged? And you look and go, wait a minute, where am I? How did this happen? And that's what I'm talking about. And it's powerful. And I'm not saying that you need to do anything. I'm just saying like, this is a moment, what happens in a retrograde, when things stop, there's this, like, okay, wait a minute, let's open the car and get some fresh air. And you take a look. Where have I been? What's been going on? How are we having these arguments? And so I cheer you. I support you. I encourage you. Take a minute. Take a breath. Like, look around and say, am I okay with everything where I'm at? That's all. I'm not inciting anyone to do anything. I just want you to, like, kind of like bring a lucidity to this sense of being in a dream. A little lucidity. Like, you know what a lucid dream is? Like when you can say, hey, I'm dreaming. Look at this. I'm aware that I'm dreaming and I don't want to wake up. So that's all a little bit about, like, that's, we're talking dreams. We're talking Neptune and Pisces. It's appropriate, right? So it should fit right in. I'm going to see how you all are doing, because yeah, matter. And Canada Day, I see the little flag for Canada Day. That's so cute. Happy Canada Day to the Canadian friends we have. And I have to hit all comments, and I'm coming to you, babies. Hang on. All right. Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm coming up. I thought... There we go. Okay. Good morning, Mark. Granddaughter soon to be born. Hi, Joni. Due date 6/26. Hasn't made her entrance yet. I know she will choose the right and perfect day. Congratulations. Oh my gosh, that's so sweet. So sweet to bring new life in a little, and 6/26, a little Cancer baby. Oh my gosh, that's so sweet. Congratulations. Yeah, that's going to be good. And you know, around the 26th of, wait a minute, 6/26 due date, she hasn't made her entrance yet. So you know this week, if she's born, there's a new moon coming. It's usually a good catalyst, but you'll know approximately where her moon is. Good luck and congratulations. Erica laughing, rolling on the floor laughing. I just erupted into a paroxysm of cleaning the kitchen. Wait, yeah, it's so funny. Thanks, Erica. I love that. You called it last week on Trump's performance in the debate. Disappointing and impressive. Your call, not the tan man. Julie, you crack me up, Mark, when you talk about Cancer being God's favorite. Love your laugh. So we know you're joking. Of course, the true favorite is Scorpio. Lynn, you snuck that one in like a true Scorpio. P.S. Nice to know Scorpio still includes you. Yes, it's true. And I do. See, here's the thing. I love that you guys get it. But also, I love if somebody has to say they're God's favorite, you know what they're thinking. They probably aren't. But I love it. And it's sort of like I've been saying that since my Hay House days. And I do love the... I do love that you guys just push right back on that stuff. Really cracks me up. Karen Erickson, my dog of Pisces is on house arrest. Katie Weaver confirmed it was not his fault. Bless her. He is the sweetest dog, but someone got into his face and he protected himself. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, yes. Good. You know, it's like, and this is the other thing about this Neptune and Pisces thing. Like, even though Virgo rules small animals, Pisces the opposite. You can't have one without the other. They're always around. But we're hearing about our pets a lot, right? Under this Pisces stuff, that it's because the opposite sign is Virgo, and Virgo, like I said, rules small animals. And Pisces is all about our merging with them. I mean, I am so in love with the boys. Like, I just get the biggest kick out of them that I think if I was on America's Funniest Videos, it would be my doggy, my baby talk to them, which is absolutely horrible. And I don't speak I speak gibberish to them. Like, I go, because I don't think they can understand the what I'm saying ever, but they totally get what I'm saying because I'm like, clear what I'm saying, and I'm sending pictures, and we have a ball together. They get a kid. They look at me like, dude, whoever you are, like, you're a nut, and we're so glad to be here. That's what it feels like with me and the boys. So when Mo told me about his baby and his heartbreak when he had to go to the doctor the same day, they put Trudy down, which is a, you know, trauma. It's a PTSD thing. You're loving your dog the day before, running in the park, and then the next day, the vet is going, sorry, we have to in their life. It's terrifying. It is. It's the horror of life, right? It's the bad part about life. I don't like to think about, I'm a Scorpio, so I think about it all the time. Scorpio moon, Scorpio rising, I mean. But, you know, you think about like how much depth of feeling can you have and how dangerous it is to have that kind of feeling. Because I don't like, you know, I'm one of those in the movies that are like, I am not about to love you that deeply because I can't afford to lose you that deeply. Just like it, just too much. And yet, you know, I keep falling in love with my little fur babies and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it's an awful part of life. It's an awful part of existence. It is. And one we deal with. But this Neptune thing doesn't make it any easier. I promise you. We are definitely having, and I want you to be aware of Neptune. And I think because we're getting into this retrograde moment, a window is going to open for you and a window is going to open for me. And we get to see, okay, just get a reference point of where we are in the world, where I am in my life. What have I tolerated? What have I accepted? What have I been okay with? And what am I really not okay with? And one thing I'm noticing a lot, and this is because of my own personal journey, this tie into family and how many people are putting family. I mean, it's okay. You got to love who you love. I don't care. I have no judgment on just because it's family. But it is like watching people stop their life because of the effect it might have on somebody's mood or disposition or comment in the family. And that, and it, family can be your partner, like your partner might disapprove. I've had so many talks with John about it's an, the worst thing is if you have a reaction to something I'm doing that I'm already reacting to in myself, like that doesn't help. You know, it's like, we all want to do the best, be the best we can be. And I don't want to have to deal with, okay, like the dog is barking. Now I have to deal with John being upset that the dog is barking on top of me being upset that the dog is barking. And then it's like, so we've had chats about like, I don't want to have that investment. I don't want to be that. I don't want it to be now it's overcoming you and overcoming the dog and overcoming it. And you know, it's a great rapport that we have and a great understanding, but with family, and then it goes into extended family, and it go, and I think about the years of my life I spent with the jury in my head consisting of extended family members who are talking about me or disapproving about me and doing the campaign, what I call the campaign about me, and the freedom of being released from that. And I encourage you all to give it a try sometime because it's like, I don't, there's no power over me on that end anymore. There isn't. And it's, and I watch how much power people have about it, like how feelings get hurt and how the putting energy into not speaking to the person because now we're going to cut them off. It's very powerful. And I hope that, you know, again, notice that we're talking about connections being tied in, merging. Neptune and Pisces couldn't have this conversation with you, I don't think, if Neptune was just doing its thing, moving forward. But the fact that it's slowing down, the fact that it's bringing its lightening up a little bit of its grip on us, and it's at 29 degrees, gives us this window into an opportunity of like, how free are you really? And look, this is around Independence Day, that's coming up, but how free are you really? If you have to bite your tongue because somebody's going to misinterpret what you say, or if you have to, how many times have you had to apologize because somebody's feelings got hurt? I get my feelings hurt. I mean, I'm not immune to it, but I'm also, the first thing I do is go, you need to go and find out where the hell that Velcro is in you that sort of stuck to that comment that they made. Like, what was your expectation? Where are you in this? What's hidden that you're not seeing? So it's a great time to do that with Neptune and Pisces, going a little deeper, understanding our motives. And the question is, how free are you? What's your freedom level? How free are you to fully do what you want to do? And especially with regards to just living your life. Like, how many people have their grip on controlling how you live your life? And if you're free from that, oh my God, happy Independence Day. If you're not free from that, the awareness will free you. Not, and maybe nothing will change, but your awareness that they have that grip, that they have this control, that you have this investment is way more freeing than the being unconscious about it. Because the same behavior with consciousness is night and day with unconscious behavior. You're aware you're doing something. It's a choice. You get it. You know you're tied in. You know you're doing this and you're kind of like need to, or you're choosing to because you don't want the, just even the thought about it, the talk about it, you're free. You're good. Yep, got to do it. I have to because I want the house when they die, or I have to because, I don't know, whatever. But I'm doing it. That's freedom. Being automated, not being willing to look at it, that's being in prison. That's the difference. Okay. This is summer, you guys. This is the heart of Cancer. If you've been worried about money, if you've been worried a little bit about security, welcome to Cancer. You're worried about your mom, worried about being a mom, worried about mothery things. Welcome to Cancer. If you had a hard time telling the truth, if you had a hard time being direct, if you've had a hard time sort of walking straight up and saying what you're feeling, welcome to Cancer. Want to eat? You want to stuff down some feelings? Welcome to Cancer. You feeling like that refrigerator is your best friend with your face in it? Yeah, welcome. Got your feelings hurt a little bit? Welcome to Cancer. Don't want to see that person that hurt your feelings for a while? Welcome to Cancer. And I hope it is an awesome week for you. Okay, you guys, I'm so glad to be here with you. And it is a holiday week, so hopefully you get to play a little bit. I do love your support of 12listen.com. Thank you for those of you who call in. For those of you that tell a friend who's lonely and in need that 12listen might be a safe place for them, bless you. Thank you. We do keep it safe. I promise you. We do not. It's not corporate owned. It's not. My staff is the highest paid in what they do in this industry. They get the highest percentage ever cut to any other than any other industry of its kind. I say that with complete authority, and I love them and I meet with them. And sometimes I'm really a moody low cancer boss and I'm mean and snappish. And sometimes I'm funny and fun and nurturing and supportive. And the ones that stuck it out, they get it. You guys, thank you so much. Happy birthday to all you cancers. I'm going to check the room one last time just in case there's somebody's on. No, check my question. Let me just look real quick and see how y'all are doing. I'm almost there. I'm switching it to all comments. Scrolling to the bottom and seeing if I've missed anybody. And if I have missed you, I'll be sure. Okay, back. Okay. Oh my gosh. It just bounced into another page. It cracks me up, this thing called Facebook. Okay, I'm coming. Let me just do this. There's all comments. Okay, we're going down. Becky Nelson says, thank you so much, Mark. Love it. Chris Diana, don't you know it? Every day someone is going to be easily offended every day. You know, I think you're right. And if you're the one who is on that day going to be offended, then you have some ammunition to do it. Yeah, I get that. I'm sure every day there's a radius of people that are in my crosshairs that I pass, and they're like, damn, that hurt my feeling. Okay, you guys, it looks like you're doing well. Let's see. New Moon Friday. Don't forget New Moon Friday at 3:57 p.m. Pacific. So 4 p.m. Pacific. Time it from there. The minute that thing hits, I'm telling you, it's magic. It changes. Just pay attention. It hits, and all of a sudden, the moon is no longer getting dark anymore. The next minute, it's going to start receiving light, and from the 2 weeks from that point, it's going to continue to receive light. I hope you have a joyful, safe, lovely Independence Day if you celebrate. The Islamic New Year at sundown is Sunday. That's a Leo moon. So we have the Leo moon that we're looking forward to for the weekend. I'll probably be here with you next week under the Leo moon. Not probably be here with you, but it will probably be a Leo moon. I will be here with you. Damn it. I think we're good to go, you guys. Please have a lovely and safe holiday week. Good luck, Erica, on the election. And you guys, let's see. Christina LaFrance is after me. Lori Love, Serena. and Jamie Dawn. We got a big lineup on Monday. Stay tuned. Enjoy. Thank you so much. Big hugs.